Yeah, the inverter should help with that. They tend to deliver pretty solid power over a rotary. So that'll help with that. It might have to adjust to a sudden onslaught, load, any big inrush type thing, filling up that big trans, that high voltage in that microwave initially, big inrush current, cause it to just kind of step back for a second. But no, I should be all set. Like I said, 4,500, D-rated, whatever, for, natural gas, and I'm pretty much doing everything in my house. I can't run a coffee maker or a microwave, but with this one here, 9,000 D-rated to 7,000 for natural gas, I should be able to run, all that. And if I choose to run it on gas, I get the full 9K out of it. And it's 9,000 on gas. It's like 8,000 on propane and 7,000 on natural gas. Just a matter of the amount of energy and, each unit of fuel. Nothing like dyno for, BTU per unit.